Well, Saffron is actually in the studio here to talk about a show that he's got. So Will is playing in concert on this Thursday, May 20th at 7 p.m. at Hammond Hall on Rice University's campus. This is a free show open to the public. We're going to have a little brief chat with him. Will's music is contemplative. It's almost prayer-like, and it harks back to the times of oral history and frontiersmen of the United States. Will, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us about this new album that you have.
Well, it's a collection of songs that were written from real life experiences. I guess that first one was inspired by my stepfather, and the last one was, of course, by the great Paul Simon. And there's a personal ballad on there, which is the title track, Catch the Passing Train. There's a couple of what I call love songs on there for my sweet wife, Sally. Really, it was a lot of fun to make because I went into Jack Saunders' studio just as a guitar player, and he brought all these great musicians in, and we just put together this really, what I think is really a cool sound.
It's a really inspiring record. I think
Thank you.
that's the best way to put it. Tell us about the musicians that are included.
Well, Jack, of course, is the backbone of the thing. He played rhythm guitar on a lot of it. He played lead guitar, he played the bass, he played the baritone, and he helped me basically take songs from kind of just a scratch pad to reality. And then there's some really, really great musicians like Gene Elders. He plays the fiddle on Westminster Chimes. Gene is also going to be in the show. And then we have Eleanor Whitmore, who's going to be in our show. She is a wonderful violinist. She plays mandolin as well and sings harmony. E.J. Jones, we call him Piper Jones. He plays the bagpipes on three pieces. Of course, Rick Richards is well known as being one of the great drummers in Texas, and he does the drum tracks for us. Cameron Parsons is just an amazing dobro player and steel player, and what he did with the steel guitar on the Boxer and the dobro on I'll Remember You is just, I just think it helps make the song.
What was the creative process like when you brought in these songs? I mean, they're very full on the record with all of these players you just mentioned, especially the bagpipes, which fortunately or unfortunately, depending on your slant, gives it a Celtic arc. Personally, I think it really fills out the sound. How much did you know you wanted to record when you went into the studio, and then we've heard the finished product?
I guess if you had given me a checklist of all the instruments that are in the piece when we started the record, I think I just would have checked every box. I didn't have an idea of what the record should look like, but I knew what I wanted to hear in it. For instance, Chip Dolan, he always came in as the second player, and he played his accordion or he played the keyboard, and that helped create just the mood that I wanted in the song. And then when Eleanor would come in and add her violin, she had a sense of where she wanted it. So I think I got lucky. I think every player liked the material. And so they came in and they did things that just brought the songs to life. And we all knew when there was a lick that needed to stay.
It sounds like a nice collaboration.
It was great, and it was everything that a studio process should be.
That's great. So how is that going to translate to a live show? How is it going to come to life in front of an audience?
Well, when we were rehearsing in Austin, I was talking to them about all the things that would be difficult to do for me to do that we did in the studio, and all the musicians said, "Don't worry about that, Will. That's what we're here for." So essentially, I'm just going to play the songs like I played them when I first walked in, and then everybody's going to do, an individual part because, of course, we can't do layers. And we're just going to bring the song to life on the stage.
That's good. Sidestepping the album, I want to drill down to your influences because you've got this great song, Song for My School, and Alison Hunter did the video for that. It's really a patriotic song about, education and community. And I'm wondering where that comes from in you. What are you listening to? Tell us about yourself.
I guess I mostly listen to Paul Simon, John Denver, Chet Atkins, Gordon Lightfoot, people that I think, for me, they really show us all what's possible in communication with music. The school song, really, if somebody asks me what my politics are, I would say it's about that. It's about educating children, because I really think that there's problems that we all know that we need to solve in the country, but educating the children is first. Paul Simon's advice was you should always write something that has an emotional impact on you. And when I had this opportunity to write this, it really did have an emotional impact on me. And then a guy just like you, a DJ, he loved the song, and he just said, "I'll just play this and play this and play this." And so we passed the bond issue with it.
Well, that's one of the things that I appreciate about your music is that it's patriotic without an angle, you know. No one's going to listen to this music and say you're a Democrat or a Republican or a Libertarian or an Independent. It's just very, you believe in, you know, community, you believe in children, you believe in things that we all agree on, regardless of our proposed solution. So you mentioned Paul Simon, and the last track on the album is, of course, a cover of The Boxer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you have a very nice story for us about this.
Well, we do. Actually, when I sat down and played it for Jack the first time before we recorded it, he looked at me like I was crazy. You know, he said, "Now, why do you want to do that?" Well, The Boxer is a classic American song, and even Paul Simon has played it in various keys, and I've played it in various keys. And so one day I was thinking, I'd love to do this as our cover. Why not try it in all these different keys? And so I arranged it so that they all kind of work together.
Mm-hmm.
And then the band members loved it. They came in and we recorded it. But then when we asked Paul Simon for the mechanical license, it said in big bold print in the middle of the license, "No changes, must be recorded as written." And so I called him back and I said, I didn't talk to Paul Simon, but I talked to his one of his executives. And I said, "You know, what do you mean? What does that mean, no changes?" And she says, "It means no changes." And I said, "Well, what does that mean? We can't change the key?" And she said, "How many times did you change the key?" I said, "We changed it in every verse." So she said, "Well, you better send it to me." And 10 minutes later, probably because Paul Simon was listening to it and liked it, they sent me back a mechanical license.
You know, you can't disprove that story. That's
I know,
the best
I'm just,
part of it.
That's the one I'm running with.
Yeah. Well, I think we should play that track. Is there anything else you want to say about it?
I just think it's a wonderful American song. I'm really proud to be able to do it, and I thank Paul Simon for giving us a mechanical license.
All right. Well, let's play the track. This is The Boxer by Will Saffron.